Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 62nd New York Irish Hour, brought to you by Tourism Ireland, the Irish Examiner USA, and Irish Music Magazine. I'm your host, Andy Cooney. Let's get started with Sean Wilson and Tony Mack with Irish to the Core.
We have traveled to far places, seen a million faces, tried to do as Romans do in Rome. We may have done what other people do, what minds and other people choose, but we were always Irish to the core. There have been times when we were willing to take some stranger's shilling and do what must be done, not as a chore. From time to time we've been crazy, and sometimes we were lazy, but we were always Irish to the core. We have been many things to many men, but that won't change the way we are. Of this one thing we know we can be sure, for after all is said and all is done, and that judgment day has come, we know that we were Irish to the core. Spanish, we have been Scotch clannies when we have drank their whiskey by galore. We've been a renegade of reason, men for every season, but we were always Irish to the core. We have been many things to many men, but that won't change the way we are. Of this one thing we know we can be sure, for after all is said and all is done, and that judgment day has come, we know that we were Irish to the core. We have travelled to far places, seen a million faces, tried to do as Romans do in Rome. We may have done what other people do, what minds and other people choose, but we were always Irish to the core. We have been many things to many men, but that won't change the way we are. Of this one thing I know we can be sure, for after all is said and all is done, and that judgment day has come, we know that we were Irish to the core. Yes, we know we were Irish to the core.
That's Sean Wilson and Tony Mack starting us off with Irish to the Core. Here's the latest release from a multi-talented vocalist and instrumentalist from County Fermanagh. His name is Sean McGee, and it's Tipping It Up to Nancy.
Oh, there be a woman in our town, the woman you want know well. She dearly loved her husband and another man twice as well. And with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. Went down to the chemist shop, some remedies to buy. Have you anything in your chemist shop to make me old man blind? Oh, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we tip Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it off to Nancy. See you at all, oh, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it off to Nancy. She gave him eggs and marabones, he made him suck them all. Before he had the last one sucked, he couldn't see her at all, oh, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it off to Nancy. cannot see, here I cannot stay. I drown myself, come on, says she, and I'll show you the way. With me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, let me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it off to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brim, but flying off of Martin, it was him that shoved her in. With me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, let me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it off to Nancy. Oh, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. With me ray, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, let me ray, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it all to Nancy. Oh, Martin, dear Martin, don't leave me behind. You're a shut up at that, you silly old fool, you know me for Martin's blind. Oh, with me ray, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, let me ray, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it all to Nancy.
That's Sean McGee on the New York Irish Hour. Here's a fabulous recording from Scottish performer Siobhan Miller. Here she is with the Ramblin' Rover.
Oh, the sober men in plenty, drunkards barely 20, bitter men of over 90 who have never yet kissed a kettle. But give me a ramblin' rover, three Orkney down to Dover, four on the country over, and together we'll face the world. I have roamed through all the nations, in delight of all creations, enjoyed a wee sensation when the company did be kind. But from parting was no pleasure, I've drunk another measure to the good friends that we treasure, for the officer in our minds. Oh, the sober men in plenty, drunkards barely 20, bitter men of over 90, who have never yet kissed the kettle. But give me a ramblin' rover, they aren't be tempted over, we're on the country over, and together we'll face the world. Bitter men of mean enjoyment, from merciless employment, that ambition resists deployment from the minute they left the school. The same and scrape and ponder, while the rest go where they squander, see the world and roam and wander, and they're happier as a rule. Oh, the sober men in plenty, drunk as barely 20, bitter men of over 90, who have never yet kissed the pedal. Me are rambling over, they aren't defended over, we'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. If you're bent with arthritis, your bowels have got colitis, you've galloping bollockitis, and you're thinking it's time you died. You've been a man of action, all your lying made him traction. You may get some satisfaction thinking, Jesus, at least I tried. The sober men in plenty, their uncle's barely 20, their men of over 90, who have never yet kissed the girl. And me a rambling over, they are be tempted over, we're on the country over, and together we'll face the world. Sober men in plenty, drunk is barely 20, bitter men of over 90, who have never yet kissed the kettle. We be around the door, they aren't prevented over, we're on the country over, and together we'll face the world. We're on the country over, and together we'll face the world.
Siobhan Miller, ladies and gentlemen, with the Ramblin' Rover. This next new release comes from Sean Keane, along with Ann Jimmy Ginny. This is My Belfast Love.
One aimless walk through almost diamond bright. Came into sight, and like a jewel shone. Her sapphire eyes did hypnotize and cast on me a spell. Her ruby lips I longed to kiss, but had not the nerve to tell. You are my Belfast love, and there's no one above you. You're my Belfast Belle, you see. There's no one but you for me, and I would love you endlessly. You're my Belfast love.
So graciously you set my heart aglow. Like a child I was beguiled, and I just had to know your name and from where you came, and with me would you go to the end. You be mine to let this blossom grow. You are my Belfast love, and there's no one above you. You're my Belfast Belle, you see. There's no one but you for me.
Come take my hand across this land. I fly you to the moon. Sail with me the seven seas. Each day would end too soon. And if we are graced with young, this story to them we will tell. We first kissed in the autumn mist, and how deep in love we fell. You are my Belfast love, and there's no one above you. You're my Belfast Belle, you see. There's no one but you for me. And I will love you endlessly. You, my Belfast love.
That's Sean Keane, along with Ann Jimmy Ginning, on the New York Irish Hour. Here's a new release from a group called Trad Lib. They're a new Celtic rock band on the scene from Erris County, Mayo. Here they are with Me Uncle's Wake.
Was a drinking man, and maybe that's to blame. He was only 47 when the banshee called his name. A giant man with two big hands, he stood at 6'4". So when the table wasn't big enough, we laid him on the floor. No one knows what killed him, they found him in the shed. It must have been a heart attack, is all the doctor said. When he was done, the priest had come and said his couple of prayers, and we dug the fancy china out from underneath the stairs. Shots and bottles and pints and cans, enough to fill the lake. Preparation for the visitors we knew we'd have to make. We thought that maybe there'd be 10 or 12, but that was our mistake. Cause half the feckin' county landed above me uncle's wake. 1,000 shaking hands in single file. They spent a while above on me uncle's side and asked each other, how could such a mighty man have died? There was a glass in every hand and a drink in every glass. Some bought from the local, some made in a bath. With no sign of stopping, every drop went straight to every head. And every man that asked for half a double, he got instead. Shots and bottles and pints and cans, enough to fill a leg. I had to get some soakage and I found a slice of cake. Well, the 7 layers of chocolate, no difference did they make. Cause I nearly saw the lot again above me uncle's wake. He raised another to his lips. He'd had his packet of peanuts. He was looking for some grips. The young Murphy twins with hairless chins were trying to keep the pace, but they were only halfway down the second when Patty was to the case. Me neighbours were out dancing, me mam sang Fiddler's Green. The local politician was making sure that he'd been seen. Me cousin Nick was getting thick with a man from out of town, but the sing-along got up and music always calmed down. It went shots and bottles and pints and cans, enough to fill a leg. I felt me liver begging, living down for Jesus' sake. But I couldn't be seen to stop, me reputation was at stake. That's why I nearly died myself above me uncle's wake. The hour was running late, the clock showed after 4. Half the crowd by now had joined me uncle on the floor. The rest of us were dangerously close to giving in, but to waste the last few droppings, well now that would be a sin. So we took ourselves to task, we tested our resolve. 'Twas then I felt me consciousness was starting to dissolve. I grabbed me cap and out the gap, I tried to make me way, but after 2 laps round the sitting room I thought it best to stay. Shots and bottles and pints and cans, enough to fill the lake. Me stomach wasn't happy, in me head there was an ache. My legs were gone from under me, so I lay there like a snake. And every bit is poisonous above my uncle's wake. Began to quake. I couldn't stop the trembling, I couldn't stop the shake. I thought I won't be fit for work tomorrow, me death I'll have to fake. I wonder could I have a few. Above on my own wake. Oh, shots and bottles and pints and cans, enough to fill a leg. The morning was approaching, the dawn began to break. Well, I never thought I'd see the day, but no more could I take. The night I nearly lost my life above my uncle's wake.
Hi, Andy Cooney here, and I'd like to tell you about a wonderful place located in the northern Catskill Mountains in East Durham, New York, called Gavin's Irish Country Inn. I have been spending my summers performing there since the mid-1980s. You'll enjoy a lovely hotel, home-style cooking, lively Irish music and dance music in their pub, and that good old Irish hospitality. You'll experience fun for the whole family while keeping the tradition alive. Gavin's is located just 2.5 hours north of New York City. So come on up to East Durham and join me and my band at Gavin's. You can go online and check out all their packages at gavinsinn.com or call 518-634-2582. That's 518-634-2582. We'll see you in the Irish Catskills.
Have you booked that trip to Ireland yet?
Press the green button and visit the island of Ireland. See Ireland.com.
Hello, Andy Cooney here, and I invite you on my musical tour of Italy. We'll be traveling from the U.S. on June 3rd, 2024, and returning on June 13th. Join me as we'll sprinkle some shamrocks on the ancient city of Rome for 3 nights and Tuscany for 6 nights in 2 beautiful first-class hotels. From there, we'll visit Florence, the sublime birthplace of the Renaissance. We'll check out the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the city of Lucca and Siena, visit the wineries of Tuscany, and enjoy some of my Irish music back in our hotels. Our 11 days, 9 nights land package will cost only $29.99. Call Jet Vacations right away, toll free at 855-JET-0999. That's 855-538-0999. Or go to jetvacations.com.
On this very special day, when our dreams at last come true, you become a special part of me, and I become part of you. We will make our special vows to be together for all time. There's no river that we cannot cross, no mountain that we can't climb. So won't you put your hand in mine, and together we will share every moment of this journey. It's taking us who knows where. Turn your face towards the sun, and no longer fear the night, for I will hold you till the shadows fade in the morning light. Reaching out for love, everybody needs someone, and today we have each other. Our new life has just begun. So won't you put your hand in mine, together we will share every moment of this journey. It's taking us who knows where. Turn your face towards the sun, and no longer fear.
Welcome back, everyone. That's Nathan Carter with This Journey, kicking off part two of the New York Irish Hour. Listening to the words of that beautiful song is so perfect at this time, as my daughter Shannon will be wed this Friday. She's marrying a fine young gentleman, Matt Colmer, from not too far from where we live on Long Island. Many years have passed since I recorded this next song. I prayed one day I would dance with Shannon to this song, and it looks like it will finally happen. This is Daughter of Mine.
These are the thoughts of a father on the wedding day of his daughter, as his mind wanders back kissed you the first time he held her. He looks at her now, the same pride in his eyes, as onto the dance floor they glide. This is the dance of the bride and her father. Dance with me, daughter of mine, on this, your wedding day. Dance with me, daughter of mine, you'll soon be going away. I love you since you first began, now you've found a new man. But I love you so, and this you must know, that my love won't falter. So dance with me, daughter, beautiful daughter, daughter of mine. The dance has begun, we twirl round the floor, but I know you're not my little girl anymore. A lovely young woman has taken her place. There's happiness written all over her face. But always remember, although we must part, you may leave my arms, but never my heart. Dance with me, daughter of mine, on this, your wedding day. Dance with me, daughter of mine, you'll soon be going away. I love you since you first began, now you've found a new man. And I love you so, and this you must know, that my love won't falter. So dance with me, daughter, beautiful daughter, daughter of mine.
That was a real successful recording for me. It was written by Madeline Thompson from Newfoundland. I had the honor of meeting Madeline in Newfoundland, and we shared the stage together. Now I'll have the honor of being the father of the bride this Friday. Derek Ryan has a brand new single out. It's all about a pub that was in Carrick-on-Shore called the Kick 'Em In. Take it away, Derek.
On the main street, there's a place we meet, where the crack is good, we're understood, night and day. They know me, they know what to call me. A wink of an eye, a how we advise, we're on our way. When you drink at the Kick 'Em In, how they're never gonna kick you out. You could be rolling at a glass of gin, or swimming in a pool of stout. If you're swinging from the rafters, sure we worry about it after. You'd be doing well to get yourself kicked out at the Kick 'Em In. If you're stressed, get it off your chest, we're all friends. We've smashed guitars, dancing on the bar. When the sun comes out, it's forgotten about what happens at the Kick'Em. Stays at the Kick'Em when you drink at the Kick'Em In. I'm never gonna kick you out. You could be rolling at a glass of gin, or swimming in a pool of stout. If you're swinging from the rafters, sure we worry about it after. You'd be doing well to get yourself kicked out of the Kick 'Em In. Kick 'Em In. gonna kick you out. You could be roaring at a glass of gin
or swimming in a pool of stout.
If you're swinging from the rafters, should we worry about it after? You'd be doing well to get yourself kicked out of the kicking men. Oh, what happens at the kicker? Stays at the kicker. What happens at the kicker? Stays at the kicker men. Oh, what happens at the kicker? Stays at the kicker. What happens at the kicker? Stays at the kicker men.
That's Derek Ryan with his latest single, The Kick 'Em In. Here's Mike Denver from Galway with his rendition of The Streets of New York.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell, and remember all is not what it seems to be. Father's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young buckle, and mind yourself well. Will you give this wee note to my brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and my father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure, wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. Sure, maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see. You can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and my bags through the streets and the rain. Well, my poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, the short in the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a coal city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nettie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from Phil on the side. And all the broad flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of my father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. And I boarded a train, and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin,
me kids not to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York.
That's Mike Denver with the ever-popular Wolftones classic, The Streets of New York. It's time now for a Seamus pick. Seamus Bow from Limerick, Ireland, now residing in the Catskills in East Durham, New York, has picked a track from a young lady from London, Rose Betts. It's a brand new release called Irish Eyes.
My mother says I have Irish eyes, Irish eyes, Irish eyes. My mother says I have Irish eyes, they go ever so blue on the stormy skies, but they're never so blue as when I let them cry. My father says I have English hair, English hair, English hair. Brown like the bark of an oak somewhere, like the bed of a lake where the hemlock grows, like the thorn in the stem of an English rose. I'm an apple ball and the ones before, one foot in sea and one on shore, every step, every hope for long high. I'm a map of a mole with my Irish eyes. My nana says I have traveling feet, traveling feet. Slippers for princesses don't fit me, but I dance to my own drum bright and bold, and my traveling feet always get me home. My sister says I'm a restless soul, restless soul, restless soul. Easy to catch, but I'm hard to hold, like a song of wind that you caught one day. I get on the skin, then I step away.
Hi, I'm Paddy McCarthy. I am the CEO of the Irish Examiner USA online newspaper. It's here you will find all the news of the day in Ireland and Irish America. This year, our digital content is expected to be in the hands of at least 100,000 Irish and Irish Americans each month. So, join us at www.irishexaminerusa.com and don't forget to check our digital edition of our paper that comes out every Wednesday afternoon. We also invite you to be part of our email community. Ireland and Irish America come together at the Irish Examiner USA. You will love it.
One, two, three, four.
Hi, Andy Cooney here, and I invite you one and all on my 25th Cruise of Irish Stars. We'll be sailing from Fort Lauderdale on Saturday, February 3rd, 2024, to the Western Caribbean, returning on Saturday, February 10th. Join me and my great band, along with Ronan Tynan, the Screaming Orphans, the Druids, Tom Comerford, Dee Riley, the Byrne Brothers, the Diddley Idols, the Willie Lynch Band, the Catskills Kelly Band, and many more. Don't spend another winter freezing to death. Join me and over 1,000 Irish as we diddly our way through the sun-drenched ports of Cozumel and Costamaya, Mexico, Rotan, Honduras, and Belize. And wait for it, open bar all week long. Unlimited Wi-Fi and gratuities are included. Prices start at $11.39 per person. Call Travel Professionals right away at 845-651-4441 or go to cruiseofirishstars.com.
These boys can play. Give them a big hand. Come on.
Keep our heads upon our shoulders and our feet on solid ground. got nothing to lose and nothing to prove, just working our way around. This point in time, we just don't know what way we have to go. One day I know we'll find that goal at the bottom of the rainbow. Shine our way, there'll be better days. I always wonder what's in store, walking out that door. This point in time, we just don't know where we really have to go. One day I know we'll find that goal at the bottom of the rainbow. Number is whenever you roll the dice. Look ahead and just move on, and things will turn out right.
Welcome back, everybody. That's the Tumbling Paddies with their latest single, The Bottom of the Rainbow. My good buddy from Donegal, Gary Gamble, has a new single out. Whatever you say, say nothing.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you-know-what, for if you know who could hear, yeah, you'd know what you'd get. They'd take you off to you-know-where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who could hear you, you'd know what you'd get. They'd take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. You all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what, and I think it's very dangerous to even mention that, for the other ones are always near, although you may not see. And if anyone asks who told you that, please don't mention me. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who could hear you, you'd know what you'd get. They'd take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. Say, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. You all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. And if you know who could hear you, you know what they'd do. So if you don't see me again, you'll know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who could hear ya, you'll know what you'd get. They'd take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
Well, that's enough about so-and-so, not to mention such-and-such. Well, I better end my song now, I've already said too much. For the less you say, the less you'll hear, and the less you'll go astray. And the less you think, the less you do, and the more you'll hear them say.
Whatever you say, say nothing. When you talk about you know what, or if you know who could hear you, you'll know what you'd get. They'll take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know this song. And whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. Or if you know who could hear ya, you'd know what you'd get. They'd take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. And whatever you say, say nothing when you talk about you know what. For if you know who could hear ya, you'd know what you'd get. For they'd take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song. So for you know who's sake, don't let anyone hear you singing this song.
That's Gary Gamble on the New York Irish Hour. I had the honor of performing with Gary years ago at Harvey's Point in Donegal. Here's a brand new release from three world-class New York trad musicians: All-Ireland button accordion champion John Nolan, fiddler John Reynolds, and Bruce Foley on guitar and Ulliam pipes. It's a set of reels starting with the Teetotaler, into the Copper Plate, finishing with the Humours of Ballyconnell. Take it away, lads. It's Nolan, Reynolds, and Foley from their latest album, Sailors on the Rock. Here's a track from another dear friend of mine, T.R. Dallas, with This Story I Tell You Is True.
Come stroll for a while through my memory, and I'll tell you of times long ago. when we walk to school, summer and winter, barefoot through the fields we would go. I remember our little thatched cottage and the half door led into the hall, the crane o'er the fire in the kitchen, and the grandfather clock on the wall. This doubt it was cured with the poker and Pudgeen the secure the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I tell you is true. We went to church every Sunday and grandfather wore his best hat. The preacher he spoke from the altar, and all the women in different seats sat. Matchmaking was part of tradition, and the rambling house filled up at night. When the tailor he told the ghost stories, all the children they'd shiver with fright. This doubt it was cured with the poker, and Pudgeen the set cured the flu. Bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I tell you is true. I remember the sound of the anvil and the burning hoof we could smell. When we passed the forge door in the evening with the water we fetched from the well, we spancled the cows before milking, tied the horse to the wall through the shoe. His collar and hames, the winkers and reins and the harness, we kept them like new. This doubt it was cured with the poker, and Pudgeen the set cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I'll tell you is true. 4 miles to the fair in the darkness, with our animals we walked with delight. When the wheeling and dealing was over, everyone waited on for the fight. Now I hope in telling this story I haven't detained you too long, but there's so much more I must tell you someday in some other song. This doubt it was cured with the poker, and Pudgeen the set cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I'll tell you is true. Sure that story I've told you is true.
Hello everybody, we are Screaming Orphans, and you are listening to Andy Cooney's New York Irish Hour.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I will see you. We'll talk to the old folks, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, we'll sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in their town. There's so much to tell them, the days fly around. This is my homeland, place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet, they wander. shattered spot. We'll kneel and we'll pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope they'll be proud of the wandering star. This is my
all the time we have. You can follow the New York Irish Hour on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or wherever you stream your favorite podcast. Please visit our Facebook page. Type in NY Irish Music Hour. It's there we can connect, make requests, and have a bit of fun. Special thanks to our sponsors, Irish Music Magazine, IrishExamineruSA.com, and Tourism Ireland. Before you plan your trip to Ireland, visit ireland.com. I'm Andy Cooney, and thanks for tuning in to the New York Irish Hour.